Welcome back. It's Richard Sims here from FA Sims & Partners. Thank you for joining us. We're talking today about the Kitchen Table Business Guide. If you remember, we were chatting about the way you can deconstruct and reconstruct a business, get it where you want it to be, get it to be fit for purpose for the future going forward. Okay, we're talking today, focusing, I suppose, mostly on the good bits of the business and how can we make those assets, those parts of the business that are good, make the most for you. Make the most of those parts for you. How can we make them work better for you? Now, the first part of that actually is you. If you are running your business as the sole owner, or two or three of the sole owners, whatever, you know, whatever structure you work at, there'll be a couple of you there who are the crux of the business. Now, I'm actually going to take just an individual as the main business owner as an example here, because it's quite a good way of working this through as a kind of route to consider this, because if you are a particular individual and your skill set in your mind is X, whatever it might be, and you don't think your skill set can change or develop, or you think your skill set is particularly unique, whatever it might be, then of course, point B, this is the end result of your business planning, your business reconstruction, is going to always include you using those skills again. Because you're saying, they are my skills, that's what I need to do. I can apply my skills nowhere else. So that's important we consider that, because that changes the approach we're taking to this process. If you're saying, actually, well, no, actually, my skills are quite broadly applicable. I can take my skills and do different things with those. I can make those skills and do different examples. I'll give an example here. I spoke to a client on the phone back a few months ago, and their skill set was marketing for exhibitions. In that particular time frame, the exhibition market was very flat, very little opportunity for them. And so the particular client, we talked about what else they could do, and they were quite quickly able to identify some different markets they could move into quite easily. Markets their skills were very applicable to. So that's what I'm saying. Look at you. Look at your skills, what you do, what you're best at. And I'll give you an analogy for myself as well, personally. There's bits of my business, bits of the work we do here, I love. There's bits of work I do here, I hate. And I've got to work out, at the end of the day, what gets the best out of you? Because you will be possibly a lot like me. You're the most enthusiastic person you can be if you're doing the bits you enjoy. You can be quite negative and you can be quite down if you're doing stuff you don't enjoy doing. So the challenge here is to work out what bits you do want to do, because actually you'll be better, in my view, the bits you do enjoy doing, because those two run hand in hand. The bits you don't like doing, you're probably not the best at. Or you do it with a bit of a gritted teeth, you're not really enjoying doing it. So we've got to say, right, what do you really want to do? And I kind of alluded to this in the previous podcast, the previous episode. Many businesses we talk to have grown because they think growing is the right thing to do. They've tried to make themselves bigger because they think that's the right thing to do. So many businesses we've worked with over the years have said, actually, the best thing I can do is go back to where I was 3 or 4 years ago, be smaller, be more in control, be more dynamic, be more agile. And that, to me, may be something you need to consider as well. So don't ignore that part of it as well. Don't think about, you know, don't just see, said this before in earlier episodes, do not let your current business define you and define your future plans. You've got to be able to say, right, this is going to do this in a separate way. We're going to do things differently if we need to. Be open, be flexible, allow yourself to do that. It's really, really important from that side, okay? Yeah, think about yourself. Think about what you want to do. Think about what your skills are. Think about how your skills can be applied to change your marketplace. Make sure it all works out from that side. Really, really think it's important to think about that, okay? What about your business itself? What is it that makes you unique as a business? Because we know that actually ultimately unique sells, skills sell, individuality sell, really important stuff. So we're going to say to yourself, well, what about your business? Do you have a brand? Do you have a website? Do you have a domain? What is it that makes your business unique in itself? What makes your business different? Is it a certain skill set it has? Is it a brand? What makes it a bit different? Okay, and examples there, say, could be you have a certain domain, you have a certain design right, you have a certain skill, your experience is quite unique. There's also little bits and bobs like that that make it very specialist to do. And when I talk to people, I'm very, very lucky in the work I do, and I meet lots and lots of different businesses. I'm learning every day about different business types and how people run businesses, how they operate. That not only informs me to help them in their business, it helps me to inform me to help my business, because we're constantly having to change ourselves and learn from that process. And you look at certain ways things operate, you look at certain skills people have and think, can I apply that skill to what we do? What can I learn from that? What can I help? What could that help me But I've learned from there, could that apply to a different sector? How could that work? How does the cash flow work in that sector? How does that change? So don't ever think that any experience you have is lost, because every experience you have is really valuable to this. So think about what your business does. Think about how it does it. Think about what you can learn about external business. Think about how you could change, if you need to, your business to make it, again, more fit for purpose for the future. How do you make it different that side? Okay. Again, think about yourself. Think about your skills, your connections. Who do you know? Do you have a certain contact? I've a good friend, and they have a very good contact in a much bigger business than they are, that allows them to get some work in. Gets them working in, they know they'll get a certain amount of work in every year if they keep that relationship in place. Fantastic. What we're going to try and do is make sure that relationship, how strong is that relationship? How controllable is that relationship? I was speaking to a client early in the week, in all fairness, and they were saying to me that they had brought in what they considered to be a top salesperson, a top employee, it was going to really help them. That employee stayed about 3 months, left, and took most of the clients with them. It's not an unusual story here, unfortunately, because if someone's in that marketplace, now of that nature, they'll look to take what they can. And the problem is, I'll say here about small business, the risk is that small businesses think they have to be soft and cuddly businesses. Because you're a small business, you have to be super friendly, super nice, super soft, super everything. A small business doesn't have to be a soft business. It can be an effective, hard, efficient business. Okay? Don't see, yes, you want to give high quality service, you want to give good customer experience, all those things, of course you do. It doesn't have to mean you're a weak business or a soft business, okay? So don't just define your business by its size. Define your business by what you want to achieve, what you need to do to achieve that, what skills you have, okay? So we're going to talk about how we make the most of our skills, what are the skills we need to learn, how do we take it forward, how do we leverage what we had, how do we make the most of it? Do we grow, do we shrink? Again, this comes back to this point A, where we are today, point B, where we want to get to. Look at those steps. That process going from A to B might not happen in 5 minutes. It might take 2 years. You might say, actually, well, it's going to take me 2 years to go off and do a certain amount of training, or to recruit someone, or to retrain someone, or whatever it might be. Don't see this as a necessary instant fix. Think it could take time to achieve, but make sure your window's realistic. I wouldn't set your goals much beyond 2 years, probably, realistically, because any more than that, it's a bit of a pipe dream then. But I would say probably a year to 2 years, 6 months even better. But yeah, give yourself a time frame you think you can control, you can manage and get to in control. And it kind of loops around a bit in some ways, because one of the conversations we'll have with the client, if we sit down and have a conversation about what they're going to do, how they'll go to, we have to understand how long they have to make those decisions, how long they actually have to make those choices. Because if we think about that position, if the situation is that the client will lose their biggest customer in 6 months' time, they'll have no bit more business, we know we've got 6 months to do something. If we know there's a payment due in 3 months' time, they won't be able to make that payment unless A, B, and C happens, then we've got 3 months' time window. So ask yourself at the same time, how long do you have? How long do you have to make these changes? How long do you have to consider what you need to do to make yourself the business you want to be, to make that move from A to B? How long do you have? This is all part, again, of beginning to build your scenarios and structures. We're going to come on to talk about that sort of structuring and rebuilding of thoughts and processes in the next episode. At this point in time, I should say thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. Do join us for the next episode, which we'll be talking about, say, how we take these thoughts we've been through, pull them all together, and make ourselves into some models we're going to look at and see what can work best for us.